弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with your brother and sister.
好，哇，这个翻译很强啊，非常感恩啊，我们一同的来敬拜主哈。
I feel thankful that we are able to worship together.
好，我们先来看《使徒行传》啊。
Let's turn to the Book of Acts.
啊，让我们一同来看两节的经文啊。
There are two verses.
啊，大家一同看到《使徒行传》第二章四十一节到四十二节啊。
Chapter two, verses 41 and 42.
好，我们找到以后，先用中文，然后英文哈。四十一节，我们大家找到一同来读一下哈，请读了。于是领受他话的人，啊，大家一起来读一下啊，可能看不到的啊，啊，没关系哈，我来好了哈。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to breaking of bread and to prayer.
好，我们一同来感恩祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们特别来感谢你，这是一个美好的佳节的时刻。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beautiful holiday.
今天我们要一同来庆贺耶稣基督他的降生，使得我们成为上帝的儿女。
We are here to celebrate together the birth of Christ, so that we become sons of God.
也让我们在享受上帝恩典之余，也来思考我们基督徒今天在这个地上啊，我们当为主来发光。
As we enjoy the blessing, we also need to we want to think about why we are here and the purpose and how we shine for you.
特别是在这个动荡的世界里。
In the turmoil that we face today.
有更多的人都能够来认识这位耶稣基督，得到真正的平安。
We hope more come to know you and receive the peace from you.
今天也借着使徒行传，让我们看到教会啊一个重要的价值观。
And in the book of Acts, we can see how church should focus on certain core values.
啊，让教会能够在地上延续耶稣基督的道成肉身，使得更多的人成为上帝的儿女。
So we can extend the value you become the word became the flesh. So then there will be more children of God.
谢谢主，我们在你面前感恩祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In gratitude, we pray in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
这个季节是全世界都在庆祝圣诞的时刻。
The whole world is celebrating the Christmas.
啊，十二月头我在台湾呐。
I was in Taiwan early December.
刚好就看到整个的台北啊，都已经开始唱起圣诞歌了。
And I hear carols everywhere in the Taipei city.
啊，所以我们基督徒啊，其实啊，在这个特殊的季节里头啊，我们基督徒在这个圣诞的季节里头，
再讲下去。
我们基督徒在这个圣诞的佳节里头，
要怎么？
OK 好，那我要
讲完了。
OK 好，那我要讲长一点哈。我们第一次配搭啊，
对不起。
有的时候我讲很长，翻译的人跟不上；有时候我要 short 一点，翻译的人就不好。
Because that wasn't a complete sentence.
Right, but Chinese maybe is one sentence. That's difficult 啊。好，没关系哈。好，在这个佳节的时刻里头，我们基督徒啊特别要思考啊，我们不是只是在这个佳节的里头啊，我们来庆贺。
We don't just celebrate the holidays. There's some more deeper meanings that we need to ponder on.
其实耶稣基督的道成肉身就是一次。
Jesus Christ, the incarnation of Jesus Christ, become flesh. That was the first time.
但是再来啊，就是未来耶稣基督的第二次的再来了啊。
But there's also a second coming of Jesus Christ.
在这个很长的这个教会时期啊，其实我们基督徒啊，每一个时刻都可以把圣诞佳节的喜乐带给我们周遭的人。
But throughout the church history and in the recent years, regardless of the time we are in, we should bring good news to people around us.
好，在使徒行传里面，我们会发现有几个非常重要教会价值观的路线。
We will discover I feel an important element in the core value the church should be following.
啊，我非常快的跟大家来介绍一下。
Let me briefly go over this.
啊，第一个就是本地宣教的价值观。
The first one is a local ministry.
大家读到《使徒行传》第二章四十一节的时候，你发现那是耶路撒冷教会彼得第一次的宣教。
So we notice that in the verses 41 and 42 in Book of Acts, that was the first time Peter evangelized in Jerusalem.
啊，在这次的宣教的当中啊，本地的宣教啊，有三千个人啊能够来得救。
So during the local ministry, 3,000 people were saved.
那么第二个教会内部的价值观是什么呢？
So, point number two, what is the inner core value church focus on?
啊，在四十二节你会发现，当一群得救的人在教会的里头，他们就开始了四个非常重要的一个侍奉了。
So there are four ministry, four parts of the ministry in the church, in the very first church.
好，那么在四十二节我们会发现这个敬拜开始了。
So there's a worship.
同时很重要的，我们会发现使徒们开始做教导了。
And there was teaching.
同时弟兄姐妹来彼此团契。
And there was fellowship.
当然更重要的它会有一个圣餐的一个举行就是擘饼祈祷。
And there was a holy communion.
所以这个是我们每一个基督徒在教会的内部当中一个非常重要四方面的价值观。
So these four are very important elements in the core value in today's church.
但弟兄姐妹们，在使徒行传的整个发展当中，第三个教会的价值观出现了。
But in our church life, the third element of a core value surfaced.
那第三个的价值观是什么呢？就是圣灵开始差派保罗、巴拿巴到外面开始做宣教的侍奉。
So the Holy Spirit started to send forth people to preach. He sent forth Paul and Barnabas.
这个在记录在《使徒行传》十三章的当中。
It's recorded in Book of Acts, chapter 13.
弟兄姐妹，我们一般的基督徒对这个部分都非常的熟悉了。保罗三次的旅行布道。
We all know very well the three mission trips that Apostle Paul have taken.
那么第四个在《使徒行传》介绍教会的一个价值观是大家应该还算是熟悉的，就是在第六章的当中。
And part four of the core value we can look it up in chapter six.
就是教会在发展的过程当中开始案例了七个这个执事了
It was
在第六章的当中
，the seven deacons that were installed.
好，那么这就是在教会的发展当中，我们会看到普世的教会都因着需要不论是案例执事或是案例长老，这都是在教会发展里头一个必须的。
So this happens along the development of early churches.
好，那么第五个是很重要的，在使徒行传我们看到的发展是教义的发展 doctrine。
So the fifth component is the development of doctrine.
好，那么在使徒行传十五章的当中，为了外邦人得救耶路撒冷教会就是开始开会了。
So and there was a conference among the church members for the preaching of doctrine to the Gentiles.
所以外邦人信耶稣就不需要割礼了。
So then there was no longer a required circumcision among the Gentiles.
所以整个使徒行传五大路线的发展，第一个是本地的宣教。
So the first component is the local ministry.
第二个，一群得救的人在教会的内部有非常重要的一个聚会。
And then those who are born again Christian, they have a fellowship.
第三个就是教会在发展的当中，第三个价值观出现，我们要把福音传到外邦外邦的宣教开始吧。
So we want to pass on the good news to the Gentiles.
好，第四个很重要的，教会发展当中需要有组织的一个需要所以案例的执事。
So And number four, church organization, and therefore the deacons.
那么第五个就是教义的一个制定，这个发展啊，这个是在第五个使徒行传我们所看到的。
So the fifth component is the development of doctrine.
那么弟兄姐妹们，其实这五大的发展在旧约的当中也完全出现的。
And be parallel to the Old Testament.
啊，我们第一个讲到本地的宣教这个部分了、啊。
So let's first talk about local ministry.
啊，很多人说啊，以色列人好像不太有宣教啊。
We are under the assumption that the Israelites didn't really emphasize on local ministry.
其实，在以色列人进到迦南地的时候，这个律法颁下来，就教导以色列人怎么样把上帝的恩典分享给周遭的邻舍。
As the Israelites entered the promised land. They already were teaching among their people and their neighbors.
啊，我就讲一个经文给大家听，在利未记十九章啊，二十三三十三节，我来读给你们听。十九章三十三节。
Leviticus 19:33.
他这里教导以色列人，当你在迦南地居住的时候啊，在三十三节他说了啊，十九章三十三节利未记，他说如果有外人和你们国中同居啊，你们不可欺负他。三十四节，和你们同居的外人，你们要看他如本地人一样，并要爱他如己，因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的，我是耶和华你们的神。
When an alien lives with you in your land, do not mistreat him. The alien living with you must be treated as one of your native born. Love him as yourself, for you were aliens in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. That's how God taught the Israelites.
哎，这个在旧约的当中，类似的经文呐、啊，非常之多的啊。
And then there were a lot of similar scriptures throughout the Old Testament.
啊，同时很重要的，以色列人出了埃及以后，他们开始来敬拜啊这位耶和华独一的上帝。
So as the Israelites exiled the land of Egypt, they started worship.
弟兄姐妹，在旧约的当中啊，上帝也差派他的仆人到外邦开始做宣教的一个侍奉。
So even as early as the time the Israelites left the land of Egypt, they started the ministry.
啊，我们看到这个约拿书啊，就是到外邦去宣告上帝的信息啊。
And we can see that in the book of Jonah, Jonah was sent by God to evangelize.
同时很重要，当以色列出埃及的时候啊，整个的组织开始结构改变了。
And then the organization went through a little change as the Israelites left the land of Egypt.
啊，摩西就开始按例啊，千夫长、百夫长啊、五十夫长，开始使得整个以色列更为有这个组织性的。
So Moses took on the suggestion of his father-in-law and started installing the leaders such as centurions.
啊，以色列人出了埃及以后，律法的颁下来，也教导以色列人要敬拜独一的真神，不可以拜偶像，这个十诫就颁下来了。
And also Moses had received the Ten Commandments, and then he passed it on to the people.
这五个非常重要的大的路线，不论以色列还是在新约的教会啊，基本都是一起在教导的。
So in the Old Testament and in the New Church, in the contemporary churches, the five elements are parallel.
那么在我们今天教会啊，这五个非常重要的发展路线的当中啊，其实啊。我们大多数比较知道的就是到外邦去宣教。
And then what we have already paid a lot of attention is the ministry overseas.
啊，还有非常重要的就是我们在教会里面，我们敬拜上帝，学习上帝的话语。我们擘饼聚会啊，我们圣徒彼此的相法交接。
And we also practice worship and fellowship and Bible study and teaching.
啊，弟兄姐妹们啊，在这五个发展路线当中，一般呢、啊，我观察华人教会最缺乏的是一是哪一个路线呢
？And based on my observation, there's one component that's missing among a lot of Chinese American churches.
啊，其实啊，在普世的华人教会当中，最缺乏的，坦白讲，就是本地的宣教。
And then there's something that a lot of Chinese American church have overlooked. That was the local ministry.
啊，这条的路线在整个使徒行传当中，它有一个非常隐藏的路线，是弟兄姐妹不太注意的。
And now was a hidden mode of trans not mode of trend, mode of ministry that Alpha look is hidden.
好，我们大家来看《使徒行传》介绍这个耶路撒冷教会做这个本地宣教的一条路线的发展啊，这个是值得我们好好去学习的。
So it's worth our attention to learn how we should revitalize the hidden component in the core values.
我们读到《使徒行传》第二章41节啊，当时彼得讲到有3000人得救啊。
And we have read that when Peter spoke, 3,000 people became saved.
那到了《使徒行传》4章第4节的时候啊，这个彼得呢开始第二次讲到了。
And then Peter spoke again according to chapter 4.
第四章第四节，但听到的人有许多信的，男丁的数目有5000人。
But many who heard the message believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000.
弟兄姐妹，你看前面是3000，这边是多少？5000，已经多少了？已经8000了，这数目很好记的。
So after the first message, 3,000 people came to believe, and then in Peter, when Peter delivered the second message, 5,000 people became believers.
所以到使徒行传第六章的时候，你会发现，其实耶路撒冷教会在第一世纪的教会，按我们今天来讲，应该是 mega church， 就是万人教会了啊。
So, in the early churches in Jerusalem, they grew exponentially. So that's considered a mega church.
等到保罗出场的时候，所有的镁光灯我们在使徒行传都看到保罗到外邦做宣教的工作，3次旅行都不到。
So then when Paul appeared, then all the he was in the spotlight, and then we see that he's taken 3 mission trips.
但是弟兄姐妹，我请大家看使徒行传第21章第20节有一个非常重要的记录。
So let's turn to Acts chapter 21 verse 20.
在21章第20节当保罗第三次旅行不到结束，回到耶路撒冷的时候。
So when Paul finished the mission trip and then returned to Jerusalem.
当时教会的团队同工们就告诉保罗一件非常重要的事情。
So then the co-workers told him something important.
他们听见了归荣耀与神，对保罗说，他说，兄台啊，你看犹太人当中信主的是有多少万，并且都为律法热心。
They said that when they heard this, they praised God and they said to Paul, you see, brother, how many thousands of Jews have believed and all of them are zealous for the law.
好，所以这一群人其实是犹太人信耶稣哈。
So it's actually those Jewish who believe in Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们看到这个记录的时候，你会发现这是使徒行传一般我们弟兄姐妹不太注意的一条本地宣教的一条重要的大路线。
So there's a hidden message in this passage that often get overlooked. It's a local ministry.
今天在普世的教会吧，就是非西方的教会，一讲到宣教，绝大多数的观念都是我们要差派宣教士，我们要把祷告奉献拆出去，当然这个是完全正确的。
So in a lot of non-mainstream churches, a lot of energy and focus was put on ministry overseas.
但是我们
there's nothing wrong with it.
我们就忘记了在使徒行传当中，我们常常忽略了另外一条本地的一个宣道的一个重要的路线。
Often the importance of local ministry gets overlooked.
保罗、巴拿巴被圣灵打发出去做宣教的侍奉。
And Apostle Paul and Barnabas were sent forth by the Holy Spirit to.
但是耶路撒冷教会其实从来没有停止过做宣教的这个侍奉。
But the churches in Jerusalem never stopped ministry.
只不过是他的对象主要是以犹太人为主。
And the people they preach to are the Jews.
那么我们今天呢教会发展到21世纪的时候，你会发现一个非常非常普遍的现象。
And there's a common aspect among a lot of contemporary churches.
这第一个现象我们都可以看到的。第一个现象就是教会老化。
The aging of the congregation.
这个老化不是只有美国。
It's not just in the United States.
台湾很多的教会只要是传统教会也是老化。
In a lot of traditional churches, the congregation is aging.
今天中国大陆教会也老化，各位啊。
And then the churches are aging in the mainland China as well.
啊，我从1993年一直侍奉国内的教会啊，我大概啊到今天我所看到了许多过去非常大的这些的教会，其实也都老化。
Since 1993, I was serving in a lot of churches in China, and I realized that all the churches are aging.
啊，那么就算我们大家比较熟悉的温州这个教会啊。
So we all have heard that the churches in 温州 grew very large.
啊，温州的教会，他们自称是新耶路撒冷啊，中国的耶路撒冷。
They call themselves the New Jerusalem in China.
啊，但他们也配得啊。
And they deserve it.
啊，因为他们差派了非常多的宣教士啊，在中国的各地来做宣教的工作。
Because they have sent a lot of missionaries throughout the mainland.
今天全世界最大的一个差派宣教的机构都不在美国，也不在台湾。
The largest organization of overseas missions are not in Taiwan or United States.
啊，其实他在中国的温州。
It's located in 温州 in China.
这个非常重要的一个宣教的机构，差派了将近有130对的夫妇在全中国的边疆来做宣教福音的工作。
They send out 130 couples as missionaries in the far areas.
啊，所以弟兄姐妹们，其实我们看到今天做宣教差派的机构，最大真正能宣差派的其实都不是在我们国外，其实是在中国的内部里面。
The largest organizations are not here or Taiwan, they are in China.
啊，但是今天我们也发现到一个危机出现了。
And there is also a crisis.
啊，因为教会啊开始年龄，大家都有一个年龄了啊，就开始老化了。
The congregations are aging.
啊，那么同时年轻人开始不进教会了。
And the young people don't come to church.
啊，这是今天普世华人教会其实是普世的问题哦。
It's a world problem.
啊，弟兄姐妹们啊，为什么我们会面临到目前这种的状况呢？
Why is that?
啊，我们当中有弟兄姐妹，如果在神学院呢 去读这个宣教学的时候啊。
If you study a missionary in the seminary,
啊，我们华人教会的宣教学啊，其实西方神学也是一样，所有的基础都是由西方的宣教士所奠定的。
So all the fundamentals were established by the missionary from the Western world to China.
那么在宣教学里面，它基本上给你三条路线，三个 line 啊。
So there are three lines.
它叫 M1, M2, M3. M1, Mission 1.
So 宣教学。Mission 1.
它就是 Mission, Missiology. 这个它分成三大路线在宣教学里头。
There are three components in the study of a mission.
第一个就是 M1, 就是 Mission 1这条路线。那么这个 M1, Mission 1的路线它叫做什么？它不叫做宣教啊。它叫做布道。
The mission one is called evangelism.
啊，那么这个布道它是对谁讲？他说，如果你今天对你本族的人讲，我是中国人，我用中国话，我给我本族的人讲，他说这个不叫宣教，这个叫做布道。
So if you preach to people of the same language, it's not considered missionary. You are considered preaching.
啊，我相信我们英文堂的牧师哈，也是一样学这个的，都是一样的哈。
I'm pretty sure Pastor Philip has studied it.
啊，那么 M2 呢，就 Mission 2了啊。
So M2.
啊，那个叫做我们叫有点近文化宣教了啊。
In the near culture mission.
啊，所以我们亚洲人，我们跑去跟韩国人传耶稣，跑去跟日本人传福音啊，这个叫 M2 了啊。
So if we preach to a Japanese and Korean.
因为他说这个叫近文化，因为大家都拿筷子嘛，所以近文化了。
similar culture because we all use chopsticks.
啊，那么 M3 叫做什么呢
？What's M3？
啊，就是 Mission 3哈。Mission 3就是给不同文化的人去传福音，这个叫做 Mission 3。
Mission level 3 means cross-cultural.
啊，翻得很好，就 cross-cultural 就出现了啊。所以弟兄姐妹们， 我们必须要找到一个非常重要的一个症结点，为什么我们普世的华人教会今天的宣教通常都是 M2 跟 M3 这个 level 啊？
And how can we stop at the M1 and M2？
那么在我们普世的教会当中，你说有没有布道会？弟兄姐妹，有没有布道会？
Is there a the missionary conference？
啊，这个布道会通常一年就是一次到什么两次嘛，对不对？啊，最多就两次了哈，很少有三次的哈。
So we hold it once or twice every year。
那这个布道会呢，就是找一个讲员啊，弟兄姐妹把不信主的朋友带来啊，基本就结束了啊。
So it consists of inviting a speaker, and then we invite our non-believer friends, and that's it.
那么西方宣教学这样的教导，使得我们教会对本地的宣教的概念，就是一年办一个到两个布道会就结束了。
So then the conception of what's an evangelism rally consists of inviting a speaker and invite the non-believer and once a year and that's it.
啊，那你要问我说张牧师为什么会这样的教导呢？
And why is that?
答案其实非常简单。
It's very simple.
因为西方的宣教士在18世纪、19世纪，不论是从美洲还是从欧洲来的，他们当地的地方基督徒是遍地都是的啊。
The missionary from the Western world, from Europe, or from America, they come from places where there are a lot of Christians.
所以对他们来讲，他们真的就像保罗说，这里再也没有可传的地方了，所以我们就坐船出去吧。
So there's no room to evangelize.
啊，但是弟兄姐妹们啊，我们今天我们这一群外邦人信耶稣，亚洲的人信耶稣，刚好整个环境是倒过来的啊。
But for Asian community, it's the opposite.
因为我们信耶稣的比例很小。
Yes, the percentage of Christians is very low.
不信耶稣的都超过 90% 以上的。
And they are more than 90% non-believers.
但是很抱歉，这个宣教学不是由我们啊华人来写的，这个是由西方的宣教士他来写的。
But the study of mission was written by Western missionaries.
啊，各位到欧洲去啊，这个旅游的时候啊，你一定会看到一个场景。
When you travel in Europe, you will see this.
所有的啊，只要是稍微小一点的村庄 village 啊，那么你一定会看到它的中心就是一个大教堂。
When you travel to the small villages in Europe, you will see that the center of the village is a church.
因为在整个基督教的发展的过程当中，欧洲啊，它的中心就是以教堂啊作为一个城市的中心的啊。
It's throughout the church history and development, you will see that all the communities are centered around the church.
所以大家要知道这个 reform 改革中啊，他说大使命他怎么去定义哈、啊、大使命、啊。
So how do they define the Great Commission in the reform?
啊，我讲出来可能颠覆你的想法啊。
It might blow your mind away.
啊，欧洲他们改革中说大使命就是在主日崇拜的时候，弟兄姐妹来到教会里头，牧师讲道给你听，那这个就叫做完成大使命了。
So in their church Sunday service, the Great Commission is just receiving the message and that's it.
那我们的大使命不一样，我们是要出去传耶稣的福音嘛，对不对？
But for us, it's different. We need to go and preach.
所以你从改革中的文献里头，你看到他对大使命的定义跟我们完全是相反的。
So their definition of the Great Commission is the opposite of what we should receive.
为什么会这个样子呢？
Why is that?
答案很简单啊。
Simple answer.
左右邻舍全部都是基督徒咯。
Because their neighbors are all Christians.
所以他不必须要去了嘛，你们来比较重要，要崇拜，要敬拜上帝，要学圣经呐、
啊。So they no longer need to preach to their neighbors. They just invite them to church and then and study together.
所以今天我们普世的华人教会，因为受到在神学院大家学的都是一样的东西，这个宣教学的这个分类的影响，造成我们华人教会到今天呢、啊，本地的宣教工作，其实很坦白讲，我们并不知道怎么去做的。
When we go to seminary, we study the same missionology, and therefore, we didn't catch this.
啊，弟兄姐妹，这个问题啊，其实是在我这七八年当中一直在寻找的一个答案。
And I've been searching for the answer for 7 to 8 years.
那么我需要在这样的一个背景当中要为教会找到一个出路，这个非常的重要。
And I want to find a solution for Chinese American churches.
因为这个教会老化跟年轻人不进教会的这个问题啊，已经是一个 global 一个普世的华人教会的问题了啊。
There's a global problem among Chinese churches. It's the aging of a congregation and the missing population of the younger.
啊，所以在中国的教会啊，事实上如果没有一个方式去帮助他们的话，第一个会影响的就是差派宣教士到远方做宣教的侍奉。
So if we don't nail this problem down, then the first thing would be the shortage of missionary we can send overseas.
因为答案很简单，大家年纪大了，奉献自然会减少嘛。
Because as the congregation ages, the offering decreases.
哎，因为我们都退休了。
As we are retired.
啊，所以弟兄姐妹们，我们为教会长期的发展来看的话，今天已经是一个时刻要解决这个问题了。
For the long-term growth of church, we need to solve this problem.
啊，那么我们到底怎么去解决这个问题呢
？How do we solve the problem?
我们华人教会其实在今天要回归到圣经当中最原始的一个计划的里头。
We need to go back to the fundamentals in the Bible.
我先把答案告诉你。
Let me share with you the answer.
啊，因为那是一个课程，我没有办法像是课教课一样这样告诉你的啊。
I can't teach you because this is not a course.
第一个，我们要回到创世纪第二章伊甸园上帝的计划的里头。
So we go back to chapter 2 in the book of Genesis.
所有圣经的计划最原始的 foundation 啊，就是在伊甸园的当中。
The most original foundation was in the Garden of Eden.
我们简单的讲，在伊甸园里头，上帝就为他的儿子亚当有灵、有魂、有体三方面的预备，灵魂体啊。
So in the very beginning, God prepared for Adam a body, the soul, and the spirit.
啊，在创世纪第二章第九节，非常的简单，来跟你分享。
Verse 9.
啊，在创世纪二章第九节啊，当上帝造了伊甸园，他是要悦人的眼目。
He created things that please the eye of a human.
哎，这个悦人的眼目就是让你怎么样啊，感到欢愉，搞到啊，感到非常的欢心。
So what does a pleasing the eyes bring about? To produce pleasure.
哎，这个是魂的部分哈、啊，人是有感觉的哈、啊。
Yeah, you experience it with your soul.
啊，同时很重要的，他说树上的啊这个果子可以做食物，这是为肉体需要的嘛。
And then the fruits are good for food, and that's for the need of the fleshy body.
啊，不只是啊，还有第三个很重要的啊，他开始耶和华上帝跟亚当说话，这是灵的需要。
When Jehovah spoke to Adam, that's the need of the spirit.
那第四个是物质界的供应，物质啊 ，material 物质界的供应。
So the fourth component is the God provides the material.
啊，大家看到十二章的时候啊，十一节的时候就说啊，在伊甸园的里面有金子。
And there was gold in the land of.
在十二节，他说那个地的金子是好的，应该是999了哈，很好的金子。
The gold of Ben is good.
啊，同时我们看到有珍珠，有红玛瑙。
And there was aromatic resin and onyx.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，你发现，在圣经里面哈，上帝原始的计划里头，他有几个方面来供应他儿子的一个需要啊。
So in the book of Genesis, we can see that God has provided in many ways the need of the son.
所以我们今天教会也是一样的。
So same thing here in the church.
教会其实就是伊甸园的一个拷贝啊，一个延续版啊。
So we are a little replica of the Garden of Eden.
一直要等到耶稣基督来到，把我们带到真正的新天新地的里头。
Until Jesus come again and bring us to the new heaven and earth.
啊，所以我们教会有爱宴，对不对啊
？So we have a lunch.
啊，我们听完属灵的话，上帝的话，我们肚子饿了，要等一下去吃爱宴的嘛，哈。
So after the sermon, we have lunch together.
哎，我们教会有爱心奉献嘛，是不是
？And we have love offering.
哎，这个不就是供应我们在世界上啊一些物质上的需要吗？
So it provides us with the worldly needs.
啊，我们刚刚唱诗歌，让我们很 joy， 是不是？这个是魂的部分嘛，哈。
So the music brought about pleasure. That's a soul.
啊，所以啊，弟兄姐妹们啊，我们如果要 在教会的发展的里头啊，其实是非常重要的四个部分啊，这是在教会很平衡的发展啊。
So for the church to develop in a good balance, there are four components.
啊，一个是灵的需要，读上帝的话。
The need of the spirit, so we study the Bible.
啊，一个是魂的需要。
It's a need of a soul.
啊，我们跟哀哭的人一同哀哭，对不对
？So we cry with those who mourn.
啊，我们能够创造一个欢愉的一个环境里头，大家在这里欢欢喜喜、快快乐乐啊。
So we are create a pleasurable environment.
啊，同时我们在这里有身体的需要啊。
And we also have a physical need.
还有这个物质方面的一个供应。
And material need.
所以教会啊。在这个部分呢，其实就是回到伊甸园的这个部分，非常的重要的。
So we go back to the fundamentals described in the book of Genesis.
那么今天我们教会所供应的，其实基本上都是为基督徒而设备的。
So the church is equipped according to the needs of all Christians.
啊，但是我们就看到今天普世的教会啊，因为受到改革中的影响啊，我们就没有在教会的设计里头来吸引那一群不信主的朋友们。
So, but because we are influenced by the branch of the Reformed Church, and we start to lose the focus.
啊，我从小我住台南呐、啊。
I grew up in 台南。
其实我家对面就是浸信会啊。
And then there was a Baptist church across the street from.
啊，小时候那个路也不是太好，其实就是隔一个马路，对面就是教会了哈。
And there was a main road between my house and the church.
啊，我记得很清楚，礼拜一到礼拜五基本教会都关门的啊。
And from during the weekdays, the church is closed.
啊，这是礼拜五晚上就看到有人进教会了，礼拜天当然就是人很多了啊。
And I see some people showing up at the church on Friday night.
啊，从小给我的感觉，教会是教会，我是我啊，是楚河汉界是绝对不能碰在一起的、啊。
So when I was young, I feel distant from church.
啊，有一年台湾大地震，我就到台湾去啊，去看一看这个台中啊那个地方哈、啊。
So in the year 2001, there was a great earthquake. So I visited Taichung.
我发现一个很严重的一个教会的问题。
And I realized something serious.
因为在农村的当中，那些年长的人，他们退休了没事干，他会跑到庙的门口去喝老人茶。
And then the older population who are retired and have nothing better to do, they congregate in front of temple.
那礼拜一到礼拜五呢，他们不可能会进教会的。
So then there's no way that they would go to church.
啊，你发现为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为教会都是门锁起来的。
Because the church is locked.
教会找不到人的。
And there's nobody.
啊，所以我到啊那些地方去敲教会的门，敲到第三天才有人下来哈。
So I knock on the churches, knock on the doors, and then nobody opened the door until the third one.
啊，所以后来那个执事啊，同工下来了，我说你们教会干嘛都关门呢
？So I asked one of the deacons, why are you closed?
他说因为这边我们怕抢东西哈。
So then we want to prevent burglary.
后来我跟他开玩笑了。
So I joke with.
我说教会没有金牌，庙里的金牌还很多的哈。
And then there's nothing valuable in the church building, and there's more gold foil in the temple.
我们思考一个基督教跟社会的一个关系的时候。
So when we are thinking the relationship between church and the community,
我就发现啊，教会在这个社区的里头越来越 isolated， 越来越独立的哈，有一个孤独性的哈。
So churches have become more isolated from the society.
那么这个是不是圣经当中给我们的教导呢？
So is that the teaching of the Bible?
答案不是。
No.
因为在整个旧约里面，我找到第二个很重要的答案了。
And there was a second answer I found in the Old Testament.
这是我们一般在新约教会当中，我们忘记了其中有一个部分，上帝给犹太人的智慧。
And then God has granted the Jews the wisdom, but it become lost over the years.
当以色列人归回开始盖圣殿的时候。
And when the Jews went back to Jerusalem and start building the Holy Temple.
当我们讲 Holy Temple 圣殿的时候啊，其中有一个概念啊。
There's a very important concept.
啊，我们如果从新约的角度看圣殿，大概就是我们这个啊敬拜堂教会的院子啊就结束了，对不对？啊。
So in the more contemporary view is the church building.
犹太人的圣殿观它包括了什么？
So in the traditional Jew, their view on the Holy Temple.
其实讲起来，大家会吓一跳。
You will be surprised.
它有一个叫祭司院。
And there is the house of the priest.
啊，那 court of priest 祭司院。
Court of priest.
同时，它有一个叫做外院啊，外面的院子哈。
And there's an outer court.
啊，那么这个外院就是给一般的以色列人，有男人的，有女人的啊。
So they separate the congregation by men and women.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，还有一样的东西我们忘记了。
And there's something we forgot too.
我用英文讲比较简单，就是 court of Gentile 外邦人院，注意是外邦人哦，不是外院哦，搞清楚哦。
外邦人。
嗯，那么这个 court of Gentile 是给谁去的呢？
Who sits in the court of Gentiles?
他是给非以色列人，不是亚伯拉罕、雅各的后裔的那一群人，他们可以到外邦人院去来讨论上帝的事情。
It's for the non-Jewish, so they can sit in the court of Gentiles and discuss.
大家读四福音，还记得耶稣不是到圣殿把兑换银钱的桌子都推倒了吗？
And then, do you remember that Jesus had chased out those merchants?
那是什么地方呢？
Where is that?
那个就是 Court of Gentile, 是外邦人院那个地方。
So the trading occurred in the Court of Gentile.
所以弟兄姐妹们，上帝赐给犹太人一个非常重要的智慧。
So God has given the Jews a very important wisdom.
对犹太人来讲，整个的圣殿的范围，它是包括了这个外邦人院，也称作是圣殿的范围。
So, in the Holy Temple, also includes the court of a Gentile.
啊，因为这是上帝赐给犹太人的智慧，让他们去跟亚伯兰山雅各的后裔去谈论上帝的事情。
It's what God wanted them to do is to preach to those who are not descendants of Abraham.
啊，所以传统的教会啊，一般大家都非常的严谨啊，这个是好的。
And in the traditional churches, people are very serious.
啊，那么因为我们啊，对上帝的真理，我们是非常的谨慎的。
And so we are very careful when it comes to the truth of God.
但是在普世的教会的设计里头，我们没有给不信主的朋友要去的一个地方。
But then we forgot to set it.Assign area for the non-believer.
啊，各位弟兄姐妹，这个问题就来了哈。
And the problem occurs.
啊，我们只能盼望主日崇拜有新朋友来到教会了哈。
So we can only hope that there will be newcomers.
啊，那么愿意来这边听上帝的话，来敬拜上帝。
And hoping that they are willing to receive God's message.
啊，但是通常都是无事不登什么啊？
三宝殿。
啊，不是三宝殿，无事不登神圣殿。
But it's usually that they don't show up unless they have an issue.
啊，所以但是对于我们宣教这个部分呢，我们就很难去影响到我们周遭的邻舍。
It's very difficult for us to influence our neighbors.
啊，所以我们现在要试图去改变教会的对于本地宣教的一个概念了。
So we need to turn this around.
我们不能够只是啊讲到 mission， 我们就是只是想到外面的宣教士，这样是不可以的。
So when we say mission, we think about in the missionaries, and this is just not enough.
所以当我们回到《使徒行传》第一章的时候，你会看到有一节的经文呐、
啊。So, Acts chapter one.
啊，就是我们第八节刚刚所读的这个经文呐、啊。
Verse
8. 啊，他说圣灵呐、啊、降在你们的身上，你们会得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
哎，我们常常在神学院去讨论这个问题，那、啊、到底是本地的先做完做好了，再做这个啊撒玛利亚的啊，还是呢啊一开始就做到外邦的宣教呢
？So we often discuss in the seminary, should we focus on local ministry first, or should we just go out overseas first?
啊，其实这个答案我现在有了。
Now I found the answer.
啊，这个答案是看上帝给你什么样的器皿，你就做什么样的宣教。
So it depends on what God has measured for you.
安提阿教会是一个不大不小的教会。
The Church of Antioch is a mid-sized church.
但是他一开始出去的时候，就是保罗、巴拿巴出去传外邦人的宣教啊。
And then their first mission trip was Paul and Barnabas who went to the Gentiles.
那么耶路撒冷教会，他专注在本地宣教的侍奉。
And the church in Jerusalem focused more on local ministry.
啊，所以我们就发现呢，上帝让不同的教会有不同的啊这样的器皿，有不同的器皿就做不同的侍奉。
So different churches have received different calls, and therefore they serve different recipients.
你不需要 one step by one step 啊，那个不是圣灵要去啊让我们去等待的。
It's not serial processing. Somehow the Holy Spirit wants us.
但是有一样非常重要，今天的普世教会我们是可以做的。
And in the global church, there's something we can do.
啊，就是本地宣教的工作。
It's a local ministry.
我们把对外地宣教的概念放到本地，那整个的教会开始去改变。
We take the concept of overseas ministry and then put it on the local ministry, and then you will see the turnaround in the church.
啊，我在啊这个马来西亚有很多的学生哈。
I have many students in Malaysia.
啊，我的一个学生他说，牧师哈，我想在教会。他们教会土地很多，土不像我们美国不容易啊。
The church owned a lot of land, and then one student approached me.
啊，他说我想要在我们教会空地做一个攀岩的啊，攀岩都知道啊。
So then he said, I want to build something for rock climbing.
哎啊，他说好不好？
Do you think it's a good idea?
啊，我们的年轻人说有攀岩的，你会不会来啊？我看很多人都跑来了。
So then, if there are some young people in the congregation, they would love to come rock climbing.
我说赶快做。
I said hurry up and build it.
你要去钓鱼，你就慢慢钓，你钓不了几只的。
If you want to go fishing, it takes too long.
人只要来教会，只要在外邦人院里头，你就别怕。
As soon as people showing up at the court of Gentile, don't be afraid.
但他说，哎，我们的执事不愿意呀。
But then he said, but our deacons didn't like the idea.
我说我当然知道执事都不愿意嘛，我当然知道教会很难去 approve 这个事工的嘛。
And I know it's hard for the board of deacons to approve such project.
因为我们所有的华人教会都是受改革中的影响，只要读经、祷告、敬拜、团契、波饼聚会，这个就。结束了啊。
Because we are all influenced by the Reformed Church, we think we just worship and have holy communion and study the Bible, and that's enough.
因为我们没有从过去的宣教士的当中学习到这种教导。
Because we didn't learn from the past missionaries.
所以我们要回到伊甸园的里头，看见伊甸园上帝的供应。
So we want to look back in the book of Genesis and see what God has provided us.
啊，所以哈，我是说，把你们的这些执事都有个年纪了哈，我们出来吃顿饭，大家一起来聊一聊哈。
So you should gather all the deacons and then have lunch together. Take them out to lunch and have a talk.
不是强迫他们接受。
我们的执事很年轻哎。
哎，对啊，所以我来这边讲哈啊，我们需要让所有的同工们。Back to Bible, 先回到伊甸园里头，我们再来看能做什么。
So you need to have all the co-workers go back to the fundamentals in the Bible.
啊，我在马来西亚啊，另外一个教会卫理公会，土地大得吓死人呐。
So there was another church, a Methodist church in Malaysia. They have huge land.
那个土地大到上面放那个野棕啊，就是啊可以榨油的那种的树啊，很大棵的，哇，遍地都是啊。
And they have a huge palm orchard.
啊，这个牧师啊，他说，哎，我让你看我们教会的土地有多大哈。
So the pastor showed me around. See, I want to show you how big our land is.
啊，把我带到二楼上去看啊。
So he showed me. We went up to second floor.
啊，说你看到所有的椰棕油就是我们教会的土地。
So you can see the huge orchard of palms. That's all ours.
哇，这土地大到可以开足球场，不得了。
And it's so big that you can build a football court.
哦，这宣教士留下来的哈。
So it was left by the missionaries.
啊，我说啊，这个老鼠也养了50年了，不能再养老鼠了哈。想办法传耶稣的福音呐、啊，动脑筋呐、啊。
We kept the mice for 50 years, and we can no longer support the mice. Let's move forward.
我说你要做社区的活动中心。
Let's convert it to a community activity center.
啊，因为在这一些的国家里头啊，其实很多的设备是很差劲的，教会可以来弥补这个社会的需要。
Because in the community, a lot of facilities are pretty mundane. So the church can fill in the need.
我们要吸引我们附近方圆1公里到2公里的年轻人来到教会社区活动中心啊，成为他们生活的一个重心，教会就有办法了。
We want to attract the young people to come to church, so then we need to become the facility that fill their needs.
你们也为我祷告。
Let's pray for Pastor Chen.
啊，因为我开始去教这一类的课程啊，已经在一些神学院开始教了。
I have started to teach these courses in some seminaries.
我们要开始去改变教会对于本地宣教的一个非常重要，回到圣经里的一个教导。
We want to turn around the inertia, and we want everybody to go back to the fundamental.
让教会能够影响到我们的社区。
So the church will influence the community.
啊，其实我是把美国 YMCA 的功能搬到教会去了。
So I'm actually taking the idea of a YMCA and then the
特别啊，在中国，在啊这个东南亚这些的国家，其实做这些设备的话，其实可以吸引非常多非常多的年轻人啊来到教会的。
And in China and in Southeast Asia, if the church improve the facility, they can attract a lot of young people.
然后我们用神学院年轻的啊，亚洲神学院很多很年轻，二十几岁就神学院毕业了
哈。And there are a lot of pastors who graduated young from missionaries.
让他们去做这些年轻人的侍奉。
So let them serve the young people.
啊，可以带领这些年轻人能够来信耶稣。
So they can bring the young people to believe Jesus.
我说你们东南亚，像马来西亚，好山好水，暑假到了，你们年轻传道人去组织登山队呀。
So I said summer, when summer comes, the young pastor should organize some hiking groups.
啊，我们在大山之中，我们可以把耶稣的福音好好的传给他们呢。
And it's easy to spread the gospel when you hang out.
啊，卫理公会这个教会刚刚不是说土地很大吗？
And then I just mentioned that the Methodist Church has a huge lot.
我就问他了，那教会有没有钱？
I asked him, do you have money?
哦，他说我们钱很多。
He said, we have a lot.
哦，我说好，那我就当是败家子，你们盖游泳池。
So may I suggest that you guys build a pool?
因为他五公里以内，他没有这种设备。
Because there is no pool, no community pool in the 5-mile radius.
我说我们华人教会需要有这种的远见呐。
We need to have this in our vision.
十九世纪西方宣教是到我们啊亚洲，特别到我们中国人当中，怎么传福音呢？
In the 19th century, that the Western ministry, Western missionary came to China.
其实他们做两个伟大的侍奉。
There are two parts of their service.
第一个开学校。
Schools.
啊，所以年轻的孩子，中国人希望孩子读书嘛。
There's a lot of poor people couldn't afford sending their kids to school.
啊，就把孩子送到基督教学校去了。
So then they send their kids to Christian schools.
啊，年纪大的，你也比较难信耶稣哈。
It's harder for the older people to receive.
没关系，年纪大的身体有毛病，所以呢，给你开医院。
So then the church is also build hospitals for the older population.
所以从十九世纪到二十世纪啊，西方的宣教士做的是两个伟大的侍奉，使得我们许多的中国人信了耶稣了。
So many Chinese receive Christ because of the schools and the hospitals.
所以当我们欢度圣诞节的时候，
As we celebrate Christmas,
我们盼望每一个主日都是圣诞节。
We hope that every single Sunday.
我们都把耶稣基督的福音能够传扬给我们周遭的邻舍。
We can share Jesus to those around us.
我们需要动脑筋呢。
We need to think.
我们需要有这样的一个意向跟负担。
We need to have it in our vision.
西方宣教士过去做的这两个伟大的侍奉，改变了许多我们的中国人。
And then it changes a lot of lives.
啊，今天福音传到我们这一代了。
And now we have received gospel.
我们要回应上帝的恩典。
We want to respond to God's grace.
让许多的人真正能够来领受这个和平的福音。
We want many people to come to receive the good news.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们来到你面前向你感恩。
God, we give thanks to you as we come to your table.
因为当我们欢度基督的圣诞的时候，
As we celebrate the birth of Jesus,
我们更是看到过去这些宣教士他们来到亚洲把福音传给我们中国人。
We have seen that the Western missionaries have given us the good news.
今天华人的教会遍地都是。
And now there are a lot of Chinese churches.
啊，让我们能够关注在本地宣教的侍奉。
So when we want to focus on local ministry,
就如同耶路撒冷教会一样，带领许多的人能够来认识这位耶稣基督。
Just like what happened at the church in Jerusalem, many people come to know you.
求你赐给我们这个负担。
Please give us the vision.
赐给我们这个勇气。
Give us the courage.
啊，赐给我们这个意向。
Give us the vision.
我们在你面前感恩祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.